now. Trump calls China, North Korea, and Venezuela hotspots. I'm Barton Eckert. China is urging restraint when it comes to the volatile situation with North Korea. The White House confirmed early today that the president has spoken by phone with China's president. President Trump is not ready to rule out some sort of military intervention in Venezuela. Addressing reporters Friday following a meeting with the Secretary of State and U.N. ambassador, Trump noted the U.S. has many options to deal with the political crisis in Venezuela. Barbara Starr at the Pentagon.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster in an interview said he did not foresee outside military intervention in Venezuela.
A winning Mega Millions ticket is out there.
One lucky Mega Millions player matched all six numbers drawn Friday night. The winning numbers 23, 33, 53, 56, and 58, plus the Mega Ball, 6. That winning ticket is worth an estimated $393 million. The winning ticket was sold at Nick's Barbecue in Palace Heights, Illinois. There's still a chance for you to become stinking rich. Tonight's Powerball jackpot sits at $356 million. I'm Bill Michaels.
The Marines are planning to ground all of their aircraft.
The Marine Corps Commandant says for one 24-hour period, at some point over the next 2 weeks, there will be no flights by any U.S. Marines aircraft. The order follows by just days the loss of three Marines in the crash of their MV-22 Osprey aircraft off the coast of Australia. Squadrons will be reviewing flight incidents and other crash investigations to make them better aware of procedures and best practices. The stand-down will be timed so combat operations won't be affected. Jan Johnson, Washington.
I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Days could be numbered for more than a dozen and a half local House members who've called D.C. their second home for a while. Jerry Bodlander reports.
More than 20 House members who won last November plan to make this their last term or have already left the House, the latter group mostly Republicans who joined the Trump administration. Some of those leaving say they just want to spend more time with their families. Others on both sides of the aisle plan to run for governor or the Senate. And one congressman, Maryland Democrat John Delaney, who's now in his third term, is running for president. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A federal judge has cleared the way for a rally to move forward today of white nationalists in downtown Charlottesville, Virginia. Here's correspondent Jan Johnson.
Federal District Judge Glenn Conrad issued a preliminary injunction in a free speech lawsuit filed against the city of Charlottesville by a blogger. Jason Kessler had organized the rally to protest a decision to take down a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The rally and counter-protests are expected to draw thousands. I'm Jan Johnson.
A judge says people who were inside of a metro train when it filled with smoke cannot sue the District of Columbia. Local news outlets reporting that several riders and the family of a 61-year-old woman who was killed sued the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority and the D.C. government after the January 2015 smoke incident. A Virginia jury has awarded a former Army colonel $8.4 million in a defamation case against a blogger who accused him of raping her some 30 years ago while they were cadets at West Point. An Army investigation couldn't prove or disprove the allegations of Susan Shannon of Everett, Washington, which she made against retired Colonel David Will Riggins. But the Fairfax County jury sided with Riggins. Shannon's attorney says they plan on appealing. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Through Silver Spring, we've got Old Columbia Pike both directions, north and southbound, shut down at Fairland Road. Through Virginia, that's construction on Chainbridge Road, affecting traffic northbound right around Fairfax Boulevard over to Eaton Place. All of those lanes are blocked because of that construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We have about an 80% chance of showers throughout the day today, going to get up to 85. Showers and possible thunderstorms through the overnight into Sunday with a low of about 70. Right now, it's overcast, 73 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. At 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 7, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. Dr. Tom Rosell live at noon. The Underwriter's Corner at 1. The Del Walmsley Show at 2. The Retirement Key at 3. And Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today. It's everything you need to know on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Hey Safeway shoppers, did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're getting ready to sell your home, don't just call any realtor like your friend or relative or the realtor that sold the home to you a few years back. Like I always say, not all real estate agents are created equal, which is why I recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie work all over the D.C. area. They'll show you their track record, their current statistics, and how they sell homes faster and for top dollar. What's amazing about Sarah and Debbie is that they're selling many of the seller's homes before the home actually hits the seller's opening list date. How do they do that? Sarah and Debbie are showing them to their database of motivated and ready home buyers that will pay top dollar all across the area. The Reynolds team already has the buyers. That's the secret. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are ready to talk with you right now. Call them, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now, Brady.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton producing this morning, and a week of intensity between the United States, North Korea, our allies, and North Korea. President Trump speaking yesterday at Bedminster late in the afternoon. He was flanked by Nikki Haley, our U.N. ambassador, H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, and, of course, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. We will feature some of the highlights of what the president had to say in just a moment or so. It kind of caps a week where the president has been back and forth verbally with Kim Jong-un. We understand there are reports of back-channel discussions going on with North Korea, and we're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer a little bit later on in the program about that, his thoughts on what's actually going on in the back channels, because that could be very important in terms of negotiations that could calm this situation that has really escalated to new heights.
Also escalating to new heights, the president's back and forth with Mitch McConnell. And we're going to play some of the audio from that of the week and get the very latest on what's going on between the president and the Senate Majority Leader when we talk to John Gizzi, White House correspondent for Newsmax. We'll talk with John a bit later on this morning. But first off, again, yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, the president at his working vacation at Bedminster, one of his golf resorts, New Jersey, west of New York City. President came out, spoke to reporters again with McMaster, Haley, and Tillerson at his side. Here's one of the comments he made about Kim Jong-un.
This man will not get away with what he's doing, believe me.
And that's been the tone of it all week long from President Trump. And he's gotten some criticism from not only Democrats, but from other people around the world. Here's what he had to say about Angela Merkel.
Well, I think maybe she's speaking for Germany. Let her speak for Germany. She's a friend of mine. She's a very good person, very good woman. She's a friend of Ivanka. Perhaps she's referring to Germany. She's certainly not referring to the United States, that I can tell you.
So in his repeats of North Korea regretting hostile action, the president said many Americans actually support his strong rhetoric.
We have tens of millions of people in this country that are so happy with what I'm saying, because they're saying, finally, we have a president that's sticking up for our nation and, frankly, sticking up for our friends and our allies.
And he continued in that same paragraph.
I hope that they are going to fully understand the gravity of what I said, and what I said is what I mean.
And he does mean what he says. And the president continued as he spoke about his critics.
Well, you know, my critics are only saying that because it's me. If somebody else uttered the exact same words that I uttered, they'd say, what a great statement. What a wonderful statement.
He may be about halfway right on that. Now, there's additional comment from the president. The notion of threats. And a lot of people are saying, has President Trump drawn a red line? Has he backed himself into a corner? Been a lot of criticism from the pundits all week long. Well, here's what the president said in terms of threats and regrets.
If he utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years and his family has been uttering for years, or if he does anything with respect to Guam, or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it, and he will regret it fast.
Not pulling any punches. The president, very direct, and again, this is all from Bedminster. You may not have seen or heard this, or you may have seen or heard one or two clips of it, but we do have several more on this that we want to continue with the clips from President Trump yesterday, late afternoon, outside Bedminster. And he continued as he was taking questions from reporters, and here's more on his comments on North Korea.
You know what I can say? Hopefully it'll all work out. Nobody loves a peaceful solution better than President Trump, that I can tell you. Hopefully it'll work out. But this has been going on for many years. Would have been a lot easier to solve this years ago before they were in the position that they're in. But we will see what happens. We think that lots of good things could happen, and we could also have a bad solution.
Yeah, we could have a bad solution, but we are all hoping for a very good solution. And potentially, with the president really calling the question here, maybe once and for all, after decades of people basically ignoring the problem, or if not ignoring it, at least doing nothing about it, maybe once and for all, there will be some resolution. And again, the president was taking questions from reporters, and, you know, people are questioning how the allies feel about it. Here's what the president says about that.
Well, I think as far as reassurance, they probably feel as reassured as they can feel. Certainly, they feel more reassured with me than they do with other presidents from the past.
Again, the president being very direct, and I want to continue because it's very interesting that the president spent as much time as he did. Now, you may have heard earlier in the week that he was addressing reporters, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders apparently was in the back of the room where the president could see her, and she kept saying no more questions, and he kept going.
I think South Korea is very happy, and you don't mention Japan, but I think Japan is very happy with the job we're doing. I think they're very impressed with the job we're doing, and let's see how it turns out.
Okay, so here come the media, here come the questions. Let's get this one in. And this is one of the reporters asking the question.
When you say bad solutions, are you talking about war? Is the U.S. going to go to war?
I think you know the answer to that.
All right, and the president not only spoke of North Korea, but he was asked a lot of questions about Venezuela, about the vice president. And here's what he had to say about Venezuela.
We have many options for Venezuela. And by the way, I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela. This is our neighbor. This is, you know, we're all over the world. And we have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away. And the people are suffering. And they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
Got one more on what the president had to say about a question about the vice president running.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all. He's a good guy. He's just, as you know, he's left for Colombia and various other places. He's been terrific. He's been a great ally of mine and a great friend of mine.
It's kind of amusing that reporters are asking the president questions about whether his vice president is going to run for president in 2020. Anyway, we are at 6:17. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us. The president had more to say, and we will get into that. We're going to get into the whole debate with Mitch McConnell this morning, and we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis later on in the hour, and we're going to talk with him about our options in North Korea. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us in the 7 o'clock hour. John Gizzi will be with us this morning, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. Also, Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times. She writes Inside the Beltway. And it is time now for traffic and weather on WMAL.
We have a new crash just coming in. It's on the Beltway inner loop right around Colesville. You're going to see delays here all the way back to University Boulevard. We've got a left lane taken out from this crash. Can't tell if there's any injuries involved yet, but we'll keep you posted on that. Chainbridge Road northbound around Fairfax Boulevard to Eaton Place. All of those lanes are blocked with a road crew. And when the rain gets here, we're going to have some wet streets, and that could be a game changer for traffic this morning. Next traffic report in about 15 minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today is going to be cloudy, kind of dreary. Scattered thunderstorms for the day up to 82. For tomorrow, though, real nice day shaping up. Sunshine, high of 85. Clouds back in the picture for Monday, high of 82. And then cloudy on Tuesday, also with a high of 82. It gets warm again midweek, back up to 88 by Wednesday. 72 right now in Washington, going up to 82. And we're at 6:18. This is the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and, you know, it's interesting to see the criticism of the president by people who have let people like Kim Jong-un go crazy all these years. Now, I was just shocked to see dozens of Democratic members of the Congress sending a letter to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Thursday. There's like 64 Democrats signed the letter, right? Urging, quote, utmost caution and restraint in further dealings with North Korea and condemning President Donald Trump for promising, quote, fire and fury in response to reports that, of course, North Korea is escalating its nuclear program. The letter, signed by those 64 House Democrats, led by Representative John Conyers, Dem from Michigan, says, quote, these statements are irresponsible and dangerous and also senselessly provide a boon to domestic North Korean propaganda, which has long sought to portray the United States as a threat to their people. So why don't you just undercut the president, Congressman Conyers, and your 63 pals, go ahead and undercut the commander-in-chief when he's trying to clean up the mess that you and your president for the last 8 years and presidents before left for Donald Trump. Nice work. The letter goes on. This really got me torqued, I'll tell you. Letter goes on, quote, "We respectfully but firmly..." Isn't that funny? Firmly? It's about the first time the Congress has done anything firm in the last year. "We respectfully but firmly urge you to do everything in your power to ensure that President Trump and other administration officials understand the importance of speaking and acting with the utmost caution and restraint on this delicate issue." Are you kidding me? Why don't you wave the white flag? Come on. The letter continues. "Congress and the American public will hold President Trump responsible if a careless or ill-advised miscalculation results in conflict that endangers our service members and regional allies." How about the American public holding the Congress and the last administration responsible for allowing Kim Jong-un to get where he is today? Such talk about propaganda. That's propaganda, Congressman Conyers. Your propaganda. People aren't buying it. 6:21, Saturday morning update.
"I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? Your confident, no-drama ease, your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met."
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 ARM requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah. Zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
It is 6:25. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAO. We'll have the latest on the Taylor Swift trial for you this morning. Coming up a little bit. Did want to mention, though, just talking about the Democrats, Wolf Blitzer had Susan Rice on, former National Security Advisor, Obama administration. This cracks me up. This is along the lines of the 64 Democrats sending a letter to Rex Tillerson. Here's Wolf with Susan Rice.
The president warned that if the North Koreans made any more threats, they would be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Do you believe the president actually drew a red line?
Well, Wolf, I'm not clear what, and I think the problem is nobody is quite clear what the red line is. Is it a threat from Kim Jong-un? Is it action from Kim Jong-un? Is it missiles flying in the direction of Guam? Or is it an actual attack on the United States or its territories or our allies? I think we got to be very clear about what we are trying to deter and prevent. And I think one of the challenges that we've faced in the last several days is that the bar has been moved in both directions by both the president and some of his spokespersons. So we need to be very clear. Any attack on the United States, our territories, our allies, would be met with the most powerful response, particularly if it involved nuclear weapons.
So if the North Koreans...
But we cannot react... We just can't react to every statement or verbal provocation that comes out.
And that's Susan Rice, her comments, trying to put it in a perspective. But that's the administration that really didn't react to any of this stuff all these years. And here's what we've seen. The result now is that we have Kim Jong-un making that threat of actually launching four missiles toward Guam later in the month. That's one of the things he uttered this week. That we'll see how this is all going to play out as it intensifies and hopefully calms if there is back-channel discussion going on. And we're going to talk to Tony Schaefer about those back-channel discussions between the U.S. and North Korea. We'll talk to him a bit later on in the program about that this morning. It is 6:28. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And we want to do something coming up a little bit later on this whole Taylor Swift thing. You've probably seen and heard this going back and forth. The DJ that supposedly groped her, and there has been resolution in that case. Part of the case, not the whole case, but the judge did toss out some of it, and we're going to bring that to you. It's been a big deal with social media, one of those viral stories. Everybody's following it in the social media genre and, of course, the music industry, and a lot of her fans following it around the country. And we'll have that coming up for you.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Well, not only is Taylor Swift in the news, David Letterman is in the news. He's coming back. We're going to talk to Jennifer Harper about that next. Also, we'll get some interesting poll numbers and some of the attitudes people are feeling about Republicans and Democrats. That's all coming up next as the Saturday Morning Update continues.
Good morning. It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. A resounding no, you cannot sue. WMAL's Lee Graham explains.
A judge says people who were inside a metro train when it filled with smoke cannot sue the district. Several riders in the family of 61-year-old Carol Glover, who was killed during the January 2015 incident, sued WMATA and the D.C. government, alleging that D.C. was negligent because first responders didn't evacuate the train quickly enough and communicated poorly with metro staff. Well, yesterday, District Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled that the riders could not sue the D.C. government because it's protected by sovereign immunity, and the government agencies were responding to a high-pressure emergency situation. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We had to deal with quite a bit of bad weather last night, especially in Prince William County, where there was a tornado warning last night, along with reports of wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
No official reports of any tornadoes. The potential for downpours as we head through the rest of the evening is going to be the story, even as the severe weather threat goes away. So pounding of water on roadways.
Round two of the storm. Possibly tonight. We'll check your WMAL Weather Channel forecast in just a moment. Meanwhile, after last night's game getting postponed, the Nationals are scheduled again to take on our Giants tonight at Nationals Park. Game time, 7:05. And that's just about the time we're expecting some storms to blow through and bring with it heavy rainfall. We're going to be in the low 80s when the first pitch is thrown, assuming it's thrown on time. A third insurance company says that it'll stop individual health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act in Virginia. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield saying in a statement that its decision was based on the shrinking individual market and uncertainty in Washington. Anthem is also reducing its other plan offerings. In all, the changes could affect around 200,000 people. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. We still have this issue on the Beltway Interloop. Right around Colesville, delays back to about University Boulevard. We have a left lane taken out from a non-injury crash, but cars got pretty banged up, though, so they're waiting on a wrecker to tow a couple off. Chainbridge Road, northbound between Fairfax Boulevard to Eaton Place. That's a work zone through Virginia that has all of those lanes blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 60 to 70% chance of storms throughout the day today, high 85. Storm chances continue through the overnight, but lessen, low of about 70. Right now, it's overcast at 73 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit novanthealthuva.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Let Mattress Warehouse help you get ready for back to school. Their all-in-one special includes an 8-inch memory foam mattress and a platform bed starting at $479. Mattress Warehouse, a mattress for everyone. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's just lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Each week, Jennifer Harper helps to put it all in perspective inside the Beltway for us as she writes that column for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
As each week goes by, it seems as though the Democrats and the Republicans on Capitol Hill look even sillier. Republicans can't get anything done. They can't agree on anything. And all the Democrats can do is seem to go further to the extremes of complaining and finding fault with everything and clearly everything about Donald Trump. So, Democrats and Republicans. Let's start with Democrats, Jennifer.
Yeah, let's start with the Democrats. Well, I guess, they've been signing these kind of letters and making all sorts of protests for a great deal of time now, and certainly the media is in an uproar over Mr. Trump's choice of language. But you know, Rick, if you go out to Guam and talk to the people out there, particularly the governor of Guam, they're absolutely delighted with the language that President Trump is using and saying, thanks for setting up the dialogue here. But let's talk about the Democratic Party for a little bit. I mean, the reality is, Rick, that they're having trouble in their fundraising department. They're having trouble getting their message out, even though they're already beginning to head out to Iowa for 2018. And I will remind everybody that 2018 is going to dawn in just over 20 weeks. So that's going to be on the horizon very quickly. Meanwhile, there's a lot of in-house squabbling among the Democrats. And let's talk about who the squabbling is coming from. And let's talk about Our Revolution. This is a nonprofit organization that was born out of Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. And just this week, Nina Turner, she's the president of Our Revolution. She asked the public, do you still feel the burn? And they were very fierce about this week, and they are claiming that they want to reclaim democracy for the working people. They have established a people's platform, and they've sent a petition over to the Democratic National Committee demanding that they adopt a bold and progressive agenda, and they want free public college for everybody, Medicare for everybody, worker and voters' rights, all that kind of stuff. And the DNC wouldn't even let them in the building, according to Ms. Turner. And so here's what she has to say, pushing back. Again, this is Bernie Sanders people. They're not quite over the 2016 election. They said, Ms. Turner says, we made the Democratic National Committee feel the burn last summer with sustained grassroots pressure. And we have pushed back at every turn. We need to show House Democrats that our grassroots movement is more powerful than the party establishment. The DNC may think they can continue working behind closed doors, but they will know different when millions of us come knocking. And let's talk about Howard Dean. This week, Howard Dean, now he's the former Democratic National Committee chairman, former presidential hopeful. This is what he has to call the Democratic Party, whiny. Not cranky, critical, or tiresome, Rick, but whiny. This is what Howard Dean has to say about the Democrats. There has always been a section of the left, which I call the whiny party, the party that doesn't really want to win. They just want to be pure. And if they can go down swinging purely, then that's fine. The problem with this is that it leaves behind the people who really need their help. We all need to pull together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, we're seeing this division in the Democratic Party. And last but not least, the Marxists are having their say. The Party for Socialism and Liberation, they are a self-described revolutionary Marxist party in the United States. They, too, have issued a Society for the Many manifesto. They are planning on holding a People's Congress of Resistance this fall out at Howard University. And they are ready to rumble. They're saying they reject not only President Trump's reactionary agenda, but Democratic Party elites and the 15,000 lobbyists who constitute a shadow government in Washington. Anyway, the message is the Democrats have a lot to deal with. They're not bringing in a lot of fundraising, and there is division in the ranks.
So let's talk about the Republicans. After Mitch McConnell's brilliant comment this week about President Trump having excessive expectations about the inner workings of legislative deal-making and the actions on Capitol Hill. I mean, I don't have any expectations anymore.
Well, a lot of Americans feel the same way, and it's just defies logic because you would think everyone would be happy. Gosh, you control the House, you control the Senate, you control the White House, and yet the squabbling in the Republican Party is louder than it is over in the Democratic side. And the bad thing about this is that Americans are noticing this. I mean, you expect Democrats to be full of obstruction and resistance and all that other stuff. But President Trump is getting so much heavy-handed pushback from his own party that Americans cannot ignore it. There is a new CBS News poll out that finds that only 23% of the overall public say that the GOP lawmakers are helping Mr. Trump's legislative agenda. That's less than a quarter of Americans think that the GOP is trying to help their own president. And among Republicans themselves, the numbers are even worse. Only 13% of Republicans believe that their own party's lawmakers are trying to help the president. And this is just not going over very well because we've always talked about how lousy Congress's ratings are in the past, Rick, but at this point, this CBS poll is saying that 73% disapprove of the job that the Congress is doing. This is 6 points down from February, and it does not help, Rick, and we talked about this also, that Congress has scheduled only 12 working days in D.C. between now and the end of September. They're off for August. They only have 12 working days in town in September. And again, we mentioned 2018 is going to be here in 20 weeks. It's time to get the act together. It's time to play nice. It's time for everyone to just take a deep breath. And about Mitch McConnell, according to a YouGov poll, his favorability ratings are now at 22%.
Ouch. Wow. So David Letterman has surfaced recently with a rather bizarre-looking beard, but he's back. He's going to be doing some television work in the fall, and he's looking to connect with somebody he knows.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk about David Letterman and President Trump. They have a long-lasting sort of alliance and non-alliance. It's kind of hard to describe, but for those who don't know, David Letterman retired with great fanfare about 2 years ago. Well, he's already back. Now, he spent 33 years on the air at both NBC and CBS. He did 6,000 shows for them. Just think about that. He's got himself a new gig with Netflix, and as everyone knows, Netflix is a big producer these days. They've got 100 million subscribers. That's a very big audience. Anyway, he's going to do 6 one-hour talk shows. Could be very, very interesting. And here's what he had to say to Variety this week. I'd like to talk to President Trump. I've known the guy for 25 to 30 years. I'd like to go back to New York where he was a kid and start there. I'd like to just ask him about the change in him as a man. Where did it come from? How did it begin? And where is it going? And this is definitely not the first time the two will sit down. President Trump will probably take this job because between Mr. Letterman and Mr. Trump, they had 21 interviews going all the way back to 1986. So these kind of guys have kind of grown up together. And if you're curious, YouTube has a lot of these very early interviews where both of these guys are young and they're full of themselves. It's very interesting to watch. But I think that David Letterman has mixed feelings about Donald Trump because a little earlier this year in late May, Mr. Letterman gave a interview to GQ, and this is what he had to say about Trump back then. I'm disappointed that this man is representing me and my country. It makes me sick. But we always look forward to having him on. He was a great guest. He was just a big, wealthy dope who'd come on and we would make fun of his hair. I would refer to him as a slumlord, but now this goon, I don't know. And that was a line that made me look up some of these old interviews on YouTube. So we don't know if Mr. Letterman will land the president, but if he does, this is an automatic, bodacious ratings boost for anyone that gets Mr. Trump on there. It's kind of the Trump effect. This has been going on. He mesmerizes the media, both broadcast and print. And just earlier this year, a Forbes analysis looked at late-night hosts Jimmy Fallon and Trevor Noah,
and found that even mentioning Donald Trump in their monologue brought their audience ratings up by 8%. So interesting dynamics for Letterman and Trump.
You know, it seems like foul language is just everywhere, and especially in the TV and movies. And, a lot of us get jaded, I guess, and used to it. But how are the American people feeling about it?
Well, if you feel kind of uneasy about all this, you are not alone. There are a lot of Americans who are really tired of trashy language. They're kind of longing for the olden days where there were some parameters about what you could and could not say on TV and in the movies. And specifically, I hope this is a family program we got going here, so I don't want to offend anybody, but of course there is a poll. This is a Harris poll. And the reason I bring it up is because the Hollywood industry has noticed, particularly the Hollywood Reporter, that is the lead industry publication for the industry out there in Los Angeles. So here you go. There are a lot of Americans who are tired of hearing the F-bomb in movies and other oaths that they hear in feature films for that one. And the producers who are letting these things go by in their dialogue, they actually are risking losing audiences over this. Again, this is a Harris poll. And here's what Hollywood Reporter correspondent Paul Bond had to say about that. And please don't take offense here, but we'll just have to go forward. Using Jesus Christ to swear is the biggest offense in this poll. 33% of the general public saying they would not go to a movie if they knew beforehand that that particular oath was in the dialogue, and felt the variation on damn was second. Again, a third of the public are not going to go to see a movie if they knew that was in there. And the F-bomb was third in this list, and a third of the public would not go to see the movie if they knew that was coming. And Republicans are particularly turned off by swearing, much more so than Democrats. This is according to Mr. Bond out there at the Hollywood Reporter again, and it's not even close. 45% of Republican movie goers would not go to a movie if they knew that the F-bomb was in it. And the survey also found that evangelical Christians have the biggest problem with swearing. 90% would not go to a movie if they knew that Jesus Christ was in there as a swear word. So that's the latest. So we'll see if we have a trend here that will possibly reverse some of the language that you hear in feature films.
Interesting. Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you, as always.
It's my pleasure, Rick.
It is 6:47, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Thank you, Rick. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. New Hampshire Avenue northbound at Quincy Northwest, still blocked from an accident earlier. That's just past where Georgia Avenue Northwest crosses over. Beltway Interloop between Colesville to about University Boulevard. We've got an accident there. It's finally been moved over to the right shoulder, but still a little bit of onlooker delay and several vehicles involved in this. So watch for the brake lights and the blinkers from folks having to get over. Try and stay in those left lanes if you can. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, it's going to be kind of cloudy, a chance of some rain, high of 82. For tomorrow, sunshine, though, up to 85. Clouds again Monday and Tuesday, with the highs only in the low 80s. 72 right now in Washington, going to 82 this afternoon, 6:48 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is 6:48 on the Saturday Morning Update. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, expert on national security and foreign affairs, and has a book coming out real soon. It's called The Deeper State, Inside the War on Trump by Corrupt Elites, Secret Societies, and the Builders of an Imminent Final Empire. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, first off, we need to talk about North Korea, obviously, and everybody seems to be telling President Trump what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say. And can you help us out? What are the alternatives that we really face at this point?
Well, I see four alternatives, Rick. Obviously regime change, and there have been all sorts of recommendations in that regard. We can always accept a nuclear-capable North Korea and then try to contain it, which is a strategy. We can continue somewhat of what Mr. Obama did and his predecessors on strategic patience and use sanctions and incentives and the like. And then, of course, there's always the final one, which is similar to regime change, but it's military action and trying to, decimate his military, which is, of course, the primary instrument that's keeping him in power.
His motivation now, is he out to attack the United States ultimately? Does he want to annihilate the United States? Or is this simply a fear he has that the United States is going to come after him? And the reason I ask you that, I was in Havana, Cuba, back when the Pope was there. And I went to their press center, and the press center was lined with posters that showed American missiles coming into Cuba. The whole portrayal of these propaganda posters was that the United States was an aggressor and that they would attack Cuba. And I think that was probably propaganda to try and keep the Cuban people concerned about a possible American threat. Does Kim Jong-un believe that we would actually go in there, or is this just a propaganda thing to prop himself up?
No, it's regime survival is the primary motivation here, it would appear. And he's come to be convinced that his conventional arms, which are rather significant, he has the 23 largest military in the world, that he would not survive against an American conventional assault. And therefore, he is forced, having watched what happened to Gaddafi, who surrendered his nuclear weapons and the like and became bloodied and dead in a street there in Libya. And so he's saying, look, they've done it to him. They've done it to Saddam Hussein. They threatened to do it elsewhere. So why in the world would I depend upon conventional weapons alone? And therefore, he's ventured, like his father, into the realm of nuclear ballistic missiles and seems to believe that that is going to ward off any future assault by the United States or its proxies.
So President Trump takes the hard line, and he's getting criticism from the Democratic Party. He's getting criticism from some foreign leaders, including Angela Merkel. We see the hard line the president takes, but as these world leaders react, whether they're our allies or our adversaries, tell us a little bit about the pressures on them, the internal politics they have to deal with when they take a position on President Trump.
Well, they're all politicians, as you mentioned, Rick. They have to survive domestically, and domestic politics dictates what happens to their future, whether it's Merkel and her reaction to her policies with regard to immigration, especially back in 2015-16. But also, if you look at the region we're talking about, Prime Minister Abe, who is facing, up to now he's had plenty of support because of his hard line on North Korea. But as the likelihood of hostilities grows and their rejection generally because of their history of military operations and, of course, their own constitution, which says that they will not become an offensive military power, there's a lot of back and forth in that country. So he's trying to figure out how he can maintain his power at the same time, be tough on what is clearly a threat to their own peace. Now, the same thing has happened to the very young President Moon in South Korea, who came in saying, we're going to talk to North Korea, we're going to, reunify, we're going to invite them to the Olympics in this coming February, and all this. And yet here he's beginning to kind of back out to a certain degree, allowing THAADs to come in to Osan Air Force Base more than there were, talking about, wanting to negotiate with the United States bilaterally new missile systems to defend his country. I mean, they are just kind of reacting to the winds of war that are fanning across that. And then, of course, China next door, very interestingly, published in their official newspaper just yesterday that they're saying, look, you're on your own, Pyongyang, if in fact you proceed in the direction of firing some sort of ballistic missile at Guam or the United States, because we're not going to, in spite of the 1961 treaty we have with you, come to your aid. Now, what I'd like to see is an abrogation of that, and that would be a true sign that China is going to support peace in that region, but it's hard to predict at this point.
The plot thickens. Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, thanks so much for being with us this morning on WMAL.
Well, thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it. 6:55 now on the Saturday morning update.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787, 800-280-8787, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Well, Taylor Swift has shaken off the lawsuit. The judge has tossed it out. She is no longer a defendant in the lawsuit that was brought by the former DJ in Colorado. He says her allegation that he groped her led to his firing. Well, a judge tossed out his lawsuit. Now, there is a federal suit, though, that has not been tossed out yet. Same DJ has filed suit against the singer's mother, Andrea Swift, and the radio promotions director, Frank Bell. They are defendants. A jury will be hearing closing arguments in that case. And Taylor Swift also filed a countersuit against Mueller. Oh, this picks up again on Monday morning. Now, she was very happy about having that one suit tossed out because he'd sued her for millions of dollars. Fascinating story. And she's suing him for a dollar in the countersuit. It's going to be interesting when Mueller has to pay his legal fees. 6:59 Saturday morning update coming up next. We will talk with John Gizzi. Of course, the president's stance on North Korea, the press conference late yesterday afternoon at Bedminster, and also the president versus Mitch McConnell. All coming up next on the Saturday morning update, right after the 7 o'clock news with Steve Burns.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store.
Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.